the Class A allegations actually affect the fandom of the Guardians? 216-474-0092. I want to know from you guys. Because we got into it. Actually, it was Owen and Lima who really got into a knockdown dragout. They got into it big time at the beginning of the show. And you know what? There's a lot more passion out there from the listeners on Shedeur Sanders or the Browns or anything else, man. I'm not getting as much on the Guardians. I think that's a scary thing. I think there's been a malaise over these last several months, not just with the season kind of going flopping and twitching, but the non-moves in the offseason, the possibilities of trading away household names. I mean, Shane Bieber's still a household name. I can understand the reasoning behind that. I've made peace with that even last year before the injury happened so early in the season. Stephen Kwan having technically two years left arbitration, a year and a half left arbitration. I think that rubs people the wrong way big time. People have made arguments for it, for trading him. But I don't know how that helps out your legend in Jose Ramirez. It doesn't. And now we have these allegations here, or this investigation, we should say. And when you have Emmanuel Clase, who's been a high-profile guy for your fan base, I mean, Luis Ortiz, we had just got him, and you thought it was a one-off thing. And you have now Emmanuel Clase. I mean, there's been a lot of theories thrown out there here over the last 18 hours. But now that you have Emmanuel Clase, you know, a lot of people are going, what has happened to this team? And it didn't help last night that Cade Smith got blown up after you're trying to beat the Rockies, a 27-win team coming into last night.
And the guy you traded before the season ends up with three RBIs and, you know, does the damage late. So
yeah, that was tough, too.
So here's what I want to know first, because we did get into it. And Owen came after me. I think it was because I sat here and I said, man, my buddies who are all gamblers and gamble on all this stuff, they didn't even seem that outraged. And I don't think it's going to stop them from gambling. And Owen was like, but what about the fans? What about the actual fans? If they feel like the game is compromised, if they feel like a closer, because a closer is very different from just a starting pitcher grounding some balls. Like a closer, you're coming in to leverage situations, game on the line, you get behind one batter, especially in a playoff game, which we don't have any allegations, anything yet about the playoffs last year, even
though
he did give up
that we know of.
8 earned runs in 8 innings and was untouchable all season.
Reckless speculation.
Well, I don't know how, honestly, if you found out that stymied an ALCS run or a World Series run.
The organization.
Well,
I don't know what.
I'll join those guys who stand outside the gate at the end of every season, and we'll be out there for a different reason.
It would be.
It won't be for autographs.
No. I'm not going to go that far for crying out loud. But
if he threw ALCS, absolutely.
He would need security.
He can't be with the organization anymore. That's for damn sure.
Organization.
He can't be in.
You know what you sound like right now? I hate to make the comparison. Not in our club. He's got to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, boys. I know you hate it when I do the Sopranos lines.
That's an understatement.
Save it for the podcast.
So, Owen, I understand if that came out, it's just so early, so we're jumping to wild conclusions. But I don't know. Maybe it's the apathy of the season. Maybe it's that my buddies didn't really think this team was going anywhere.
I think that's what it is.
What pissed me off was you said all that, and I don't think you took into account Joe Q fan who goes more than you do right now, right? And uses this as a thing that I bond with my children over and that. And then you called me delusional and that pissed me off too. But at the end of the day, I guess you were right, Anthony, because how many people have called in about it? It's been almost 3 hours now since we started the show. It's been 2 hours since we had that fight, and I thought, well, they're going to show up. These guys are going to show up and back me up. The real Guardians fans will be here to tell Anthony and his little degenerate friends that they are out of place and out of context, and apparently I was wrong.
Because I think
apparently none of you care in Cleveland.
But it is almost the same. Like, when we get to December last year, let's call it what it is. It was dead. Dead on the phones, dead on social media, dead on the air for a lot of people because the Browns were DOA. So people didn't care. And that type of apathy is scary to any fan, to any owner in professional sports. And I think a lot of people have just gone, what's the next thing that you guys are going to do? Which, The Guardians have been the responsible franchise in the city for the last 25 years, if you could say anything for them. They've been the responsible ones. So when you have this, there's a lot of people saying some things who I think have misdirected their anger. As of right now, we could find out more, but...
But towards the manager and towards the organization?
Yes,
I will say, Zach Meisel, in his story for The Athletic, he does say that not only did the team know that the rumors were starting to float around or whatever, but then they used him. They used him or put him in the bullpen.
They haven't known for a month.
Yeah,
this was the weekend, right?
Yeah, so it did open up the question, like, why would you use him? Would you talk to him? Would you talk to his agent? Like, those are the questions I would ask. Like, I do want to know, without, like, contaminating his headspace, because... Would you pitch differently if all of a sudden you knew you were being investigated?
Well, if he doesn't know that he's being investigated, I don't know that I'd run him out there, because what if he does it again?
Other problem, right?
One on the first game Saturday, and then they end up winning, but it was a 6-4 game or 8-6. It was a two-run game, right?
Are you asking allegedly throw it in the dirt on purpose?
Well, if this is obvious, we have no clue what they're actually investigating, right. But the Twitter sleuths have... went out and put up the videos, and it's been him throwing balls into the dirt, 4 feet in front of the home plate.
Yeah.
No, so those are pretty egregious things. And if he doesn't know that he's being investigated for that, and we're using him in a leverage situation, and now we know.
Could he help blow another game?
Is he blowing another game when we're actually in a race right now? They're actually in the race after they bounce back from the 10-game losing streak.
That's why it's hard for the organization right now, because they're clearly unable to say much at all.
Yeah.
But me as a fan, you as a fan, like we just had in this setting over the last minute, we had 7 more questions that they haven't been asked or addressed or allowed to ask.
There's another question out there that a lot of people are saying that, do you want to address it on the air? About would be the only reason you would actually do anything like this, and you would say, okay,
if you were
I can
him
understand it.
And he was owed $6 million next year, why would he jeopardize
that? No. Oh, yeah, yeah. The only valid reason you would see that is...
You would wonder who else is he involved with, and...
Being influenced by someone that's not in Cleveland.
Guys, we've all seen organized crime shows and movies over the years, and it would make sense. Like, if you were worried about your family,
Finally bring up Goodfellas, and I won't kill you for it, because that was part of the plot of it, right?
Because you could look at him, and because, we talked about on the phone yesterday, and we were going, you don't see this in other sports. It's like, if it happened, like if they said, hey, Patrick Mahomes has to do this, that, and the other, there's going to be serious problems. Okay, Patrick Mahomes is one of the major celebrities of professional sports. You would immediately call the FBI, and you would immediately snuff that out. But when you have guys who are from the Dominican Republic who are not...
They're not spending their offseason here.
No.
They're going back, right?
Emmanuel Clase is an all-star, but these aren't necessarily household names. And you're looking at them going, hey, I'm not asking you to blow the game. I'm telling you to throw the first ball in the dirt. There's a difference there. And you... As sick as it is, if your family was in any sort of a troublesome situation with these type of people, you'd have to do what you have to do. Now, again, his family may be back in another country. Luis Ortiz's family, this is all, this things that we wonder about. Okay, well, you could put it under investigation. Just because you're under investigation, see, that's why I didn't like it was a slip up. He accidentally said suspended yesterday. It's like, wait a minute, let's get this figured out here. Because that would be a legitimate, as sick as it is, would be a legitimate reason. It's weird because you don't hope that's the case, because you don't want people's families to be in danger here. But at the same time, if they're found to be egregious errors on purpose, well, then we have a problem within the organization and these guys might have to go. Because how on earth, let's be serious. If these guys are found guilty by a Major League Baseball investigation, you're the Cleveland Guard. You cannot run these guys out in front of your own fans.
Well, so we are at the level.
You cannot put them out there in front of your own fans again.
I'm trying to classify this the right way. I don't think, even though they're two pitchers, they happen, their lockers are right next to each other. Zach Meisel had more, reporting on this, that they put plenty of hobbies together. They talked about, I think raising chickens or whatever. Okay, the two of them both are from the same place, right? They're from the same place. So is this right now a scandal, or is it two loan operators, two, you know,
rogues?
Yeah, two guys going out on their own. Is it just right now an incident? It's not the level of scandal. When it becomes a scandal is, oh, this guy knew, or this clubhouse attendant knew, or whatever.
How long? It's not a scandal yet. It's two guys who may have been acting improperly within the game. It's if we do find out they knew for a while, if we do find out that other people may have been involved in it, which according to Major League Baseball, nobody else is. So right now it's an incident, but then it would get to a scandal level if we found out other people.
So with Ortiz,
were to move higher up, for God's sakes.
With Ortiz, and this is what this is the good side of the leagues being in bed with the gaming companies. The good side of this is, man, so much more is being caught that never would have gotten caught before.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it because they can see the bets. They can see where the bets come in. And that's triggering. The anomalies are triggering investigations. That's what happened with the first one. And it was two pitches for Ortiz, right?
Right.
There were two pitches, and that's it. The fact that two pitches could trigger a big-time investigation, and then they could bring baseball in, and they could sideline him immediately. Like, that to me is showing that the system can work. That doesn't mean it's foolproof, but it does show that the system can work. I want to know so much more in this case about what triggered it here, because that will determine, I think, how hard the fans are going to be on the organization and the manager when all is said and done.
Well, I want to know what the fans think. Could this alleged possible scandal incident, could it actually affect your Guardians fandom? 216-474-0092, especially if you're a person like Owen who's paying the $50 a month, if you're a season ticket holder or anything of that nature. Could that actually affect your fandom depending on the outcome over the next month?